I'm Kevin Kelly. This show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. And we've got three different performers with us on the show today, live in our studio. They are all going to be among the eight musical acts participating in a mini music festival in downtown Longview. And I understand Longview is not a whole lot bigger than its downtown. Good Folk at Home is the name of that festival. This Saturday from 3 to 7, and we'll give you more information on that and, as, of course, introduce our guests very shortly here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That was music by Agustin Barrios, in a performance by guitarist John Williams, his Waltz No. 3, a very complicated title there, on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us. We're on every Monday through Friday from 12 to 1, bringing you quite often live performers in our studio, and today is one of those days. The mini music festival, Good Folk at Home, for 2010 is taking place, you know, I said earlier this Saturday, it's next Saturday, July the 17th, in downtown Longview from 3 to 7 p.m. And we have three of the performers among the eight musical acts who are going to be on that one stage in that one afternoon. Bill Thomas is the organizer. He goes sometimes by the pseudonym Syrifax.
Yep.
And Ollie Quick, who is sometimes synonymously known as Jimmy Joe Johannesson.
Two N's, two S's.
And George Martin, who is generally known as George Martin.
That's correct.
And they're all three of us.
Or John Paul, George and Ringo, a.k.a.
Oh, that explains the hair and the glasses, right?
Right.
Yeah, all right.
It explains a lot of things, actually. We won't go there.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, very much for coming in.
No problem. Thank you. We appreciate it. I hope all listeners enjoy the stuff here we're doing today.
Well, I you know, I'm looking forward to it because I haven't heard you do anything except a really, really, really quick sound check and a made-up jingle about Live and Local.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think
we can do that right
now.
I'm ready to go.
All right. You're going to do that right
now?
Yeah,
let's just throw this E thing. This will give Ollie and I a chance. Ollie's on the dobro. I'm playing a harp, harmonica, and we'll see what happens here.
All right.
Really slamming, we're getting rowdy, we're getting vocal. You know what I am, jamming on Live and Local. We got Kevin calling the shots, Mikey turning the knobs. I'm telling you folks, they're doing a bang up job. We're jamming, hoping you'll get vocal. Come on people, and tell all the vocal, they'll love what they hear. They'll come back and time and time again. We're jamming, we're joking, we're getting live and vocal. Live and local. Pick it, Ollie.
What y'all say?
Bill Thomas, the composer of the new Live and Local jingle.
Oh boy!
On the harp and the guitar, and Ollie Quick on the dobro.
Well, thanks so much for having us on here. This is an awesome opportunity to be on the radio, to get a chance to talk to folks, and for you guys to support live local music. This is awesome. And it means a lot to a guy in a small town like Longview, 200 people.
Well, tell me about Longview.
Oh, I could do it best in a song if you want me to sing my Longview song.
Feel free.
All right. I got a song for everything. It's my way of expression, mind you. And I do express myself quite often. Okay. This is called Longview Song. You got to help me out, though, and all you listeners can sing along, too. You don't even have to rhyme. When I stop, I'm going to point at the guys in the studio, but I'll just slam my guitar. And then you guys out there listening can say, in Longview, just like that. Ready? We'll practice one time. Ready? One, two, three.
In Longview.
Yeah, a little bit louder. Come on, people. We want to get the listeners in Indiana to hear this, so you got to yell. All right, it goes like this. Anybody from a small town would understand this, too, so... You might think this town don't know progress, that modernization we lack. You might recall when the town got cable TV and then we turned around and gave it back. It really made the news.
In Longview.
There you go. But most folks live in my quiet small town because they love the simple Longview style. Everybody knows everybody else, and they'll always give you a smile. Everyone listening from Longview, turn to your friends and smile. Go ahead, doesn't matter if you have teeth or not, please. Whatever. Well, some folks might try to tell you small towns are going to heck, because they don't have no businesses there and their water systems are a wreck. But what they're saying just ain't true.
In Longview.
Oh, you guys are good. My friends come from the big city like Urbana to visit with me for a while, soaking in a small town atmosphere and the classic laid-back Longview style. Excuse me. Well, everybody knows your business, but most folks mind their own. You can hear about it all from your next-door neighbor or if you have a party line telephone, but be sure to say howdy do.
Longview.
Mm-hmm. That's party line telephone. For you older folks, that's a phone that's shared by several households. For you younger folks, it's a 900 number, but we're talking about the older folks stuff. Okay, all right. Well, they tore down my church and tore down my school. Sooner or later, they'll see you later. It's to my dad's elevator, but we've got a water standpipe to replace the water tank, and they made a bar out of the Longview Bank. Maybe now we'll get that drive-up window. Well, I don't care, even if they tore down every building, even if they pulled out the railroad track. I don't care if 199 people out of 200 about to leave that town and never, never, ever come back. I know that we'll make do.
In Longview.
Yes, George is on the ball. Yes, we make do. It's true.
In Longview.
But it's a quiet small town. And I'm bringing this to town. Last year I got notice. I worked in a cable industry for 22 years, and last year I got notice that I was getting laid off in December. And so I wanted to bring something to town. Economic times were tough, and I knew I was getting laid off, but I still wanted to bring something to town. I noticed a lot of people didn't have the means to get out and go places, and I wanted to bring something to town that was for the town, and of course anyone's welcome to attend, but I wanted to make sure that folks in town, folks in the area, could get to a festival or something and have a lot of fun. And it's really laid back, it's pretty basic, I don't get too fancy, mostly acoustic, mostly folk. We have some rock and roll, bluegrass, a lot of original music. I have talent coming in from Indianapolis, from Covington, Indiana. So I got a guy coming from Peoria. These are artists who have serious endeavors in the business, but yet they still have full-time jobs. So I can relate to them, and I hope they can relate to me a little bit. The guy from Indianapolis is bringing tents. He's going to camp out overnight, he said, in my backyard. So
there you go. And which guy is that?
That's Benji Ballard. Benji Ballard has a MySpace, BenjiBallardBand.com. You go on his MySpace. He and I shared a CD that was released around the world. It was Quickstar Productions contacted me through my MySpace. They had heard some of my songs and said, hey, we want to include this song on a CD, a song called Waterboarding. And I got the CD after they sent it to me, and there was Benji. He was one of the performers, and they had performers from Italy, from Argentina, from Japan, all over the world were asked to be on this. I was very kind of flattered. I make no excuses for the other performers on the CD, just from mine. But I like Benji's song. I saw he was in the area, so I just gave him a call and asked him if he'd come and play. And he's more than excited about it, so he'll be there. Other people I've met. George Martin in the studio today here, who was in the Brittles with me, Beatles tribute band.
He was Ringo, but he wanted to be John, but we wouldn't let him.
Now I'm all four.
Now he's all four. He's a one-man Beatles show. Ollie, my nephew, obviously been around for all his life around me, for whatever that's good for. But he was also roadie for the Brittles, and he's played in a lot of bands. So I'm just glad to be surrounded by this talent and be able to pool it together. 8 acts in one afternoon, 3 to 7. I try to keep it simple so you don't have to hire a babysitter. You could come from 3 to 7, free watermelon, have a ball.
It's fun, too, at the very end. Everybody takes the stage together. And
last year, we did a big finale.
That was really fun.
The finale video from last year, we did Blue Moon of Kentucky, and everybody got up there. Nobody knew exactly what was going to happen, but we kind of went nuts, and we put that on the Internet. So it's on YouTube. If people go and search on YouTube for Good Folk at Home video and then put Surifax on there, Good Folk at Home videos, Surifax, then they'll get all kinds of videos from last year's show.
And Surifax is spelled Sirifax.
Very good.
Where does that name come from? Where did you come up with that?
For Pete's sake.
Long story.
Do you have a song about that one?
No. That was just I used to do door-to-door petition fund drive public awareness petition drives for political organizations or as lobby groups for causes back in the 80s. It was a statewide organization, and we'd go to all kinds of towns, and some guy signed it. Whether it was a real name for him or not, he signed it Surifax. And it stuck with me, that petition signing. I have no idea. But when you Google the word Surifax, nothing comes up but my stuff. So there's not too many Surifaxes out there.
So whoever that guy was didn't have a Google presence, apparently.
Apparently not. So back in, yeah. So.
So, since you mentioned George.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we have a little from George?
Oh, okay.
And. Is this one you're going to do solo or accompanied by your electronic device there?
I'll do this accompaniment here. This is what I do with my solo Beatles show that I do. It's called George Martin Presents the Beatles. And I've played in several different Beatles tribute shows throughout the years and still play with some. Some of the groups I've done all four characters in performing. And so I just took it upon myself to do a one-man show where I play all four Beatles on stage, and I move from instrument to instrument, from the drums for Ringo and the guitars for John and George and the bass for Paul and the keyboards. And what I do is I record the other three Beatles parts myself and their vocal parts, and then I simply just play and sing the fourth part.
And that's what we're going to do right now.
That's what we're going to do right now. I'll do a little, I think I've got a little George Harrison for you here now.
Yeah,
man. You can all sing along if you like.
Yeah, man. Perfect for summer, too, by the way.
Sing along.
Here comes the sun. Do, do, do. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, do, do, do. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. Little darling, the smile's returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, doo 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 doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes a sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes a sun, I say, it's all right. Here comes a sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes a sun, I say, it's all right. It's all right.
Thank you very much.
George Turner, a.k.a. Not George Turner, sorry, George Martin. We have had George Turner in here pretty frequently. Oh. You know him?
No, I don't.
He's a local jazz guitarist. Oh. And I think he's going to be here next week, as a matter of fact, again. And in this case, as George Harrison.
George Harrison, the Quiet Beatle.
His website's georgemartinpresents.com.
That's right.
Take your mother and go.
And so that was really you and all the other parts?
That's correct. I play all the other parts, and then, I just sing and play the fourth part.
Yeah, and so you said you're in some current Beatles tribute groups.
Yes, there's one.
Where are these?
One group out of Indianapolis called Forever the Tribute. And I started as Ringo in that group, and I play George Harrison now. And there's a group out of Chicago called Meet the Beatles, B-E-E-T-L-E-S. And I performed on three out of the four Beatles with that one, as John, Paul, and Ringo. And I told George the other day, I said, he's going to have to get sick so I can say I've got the fab fecta.
Yeah. And the Brittles were around when and what happened to you guys?
2001 to 2007 and whatever. I'm not going to say what's happened. I don't want to offend.
As Yoko broke us up.
Yeah, Yoko got in there and got in
Yoko's
the way.
It was Yoko's fault.
She didn't do it. It wasn't Yoko.
That and Ollie's. It was all your fault, Ollie, you know.
Ollie, do you do some stuff on your own or just with Bill here?
Oh, he's got a song. I brought a song of his, one of his studio recordings, Canterbury Flat.
Oh, I do anything I can, any time, really, you know, just whatever comes along.
Do we have something that might come along, like, right now?
It's hard to tell.
Let's do the Great Speckled Bird.
Great Speckled Bird. Okay.
Play that thing. All right, we'll do a song.
Wait, if we must.
There's a song... Great Speckled Bird, and there was another song. Anyway, three country songs that sounded very similar. One was bluegrass, one was kind of folk, and one was country, but they all had the same music. And so many people requested these songs that we said, let's just sing them all at once. In other words, the three songs, instead of singing them individually, they're the same music. Let's just play the music, sing all three songs at once. So the chorus gets a little crazy, but if you know the words, sing along. In this case, there's two of us, so we'll be singing...
Two
Blue
of
Eyes
the selections,
and,
yes.
Speckled Bird. I think it's Chet Atkins who did that one.
Roy Acuff,
Roy
I believe.
Acuff, sorry.
Did it.
Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes, who is sailing far over the sea. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of her only. And I wonder if she ever thinks of me.
What a beautiful thought I am thinking concerning the great speckled bird. You remember her name is recorded in the pages of God's holy word.
Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes, who is sailing far over the sea. It wasn't God that made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. jamming. Yes, I'm thinking tonight of her only, and I wonder if she ever thinks of me. And I wonder if she ever thinks of me. The third part would be Honky Tonk Angels. Simon, my brother sings that part.
But we're missing him today. He couldn't make it.
Yeah, he's got to work.
Will he be on the show on the 17th?
He's on the videos too. My DVD from last year is available, but they call my phone number. I got a hotline set up. It's a 418-6294. 418-6294 to find out about the show. If you're driving along, pull over and call the number.
And get directions to Longview.
Oh yeah.
I had to look that up because I don't get out much, apparently.
Come on, Kevin.
And I didn't know where it was, but it's not far away from Urbana, really.
No, it's I used to work in Champaign-Urbana for 22 years. I worked in the area. So, yeah, it's 25 minutes from Urbana, 35 minutes from West Champaign, and it's on the southern Champaign County. It's in Champaign County, right on the border between Champaign and Douglas County, south of Sydney, 10 miles.
But if you blink, you're through it.
If you blink, you're in Villa Grove. We don't want to go there.
Well, Villa Grove's a nice town. That reminds me, if there's anybody from Villa Grove listening to this show, and you noticed that we haven't had anybody from Villa Grove on this show or talked about any events in Villa Grove, that's because I don't know they're going on, which doesn't mean that they're not.
Yeah.
So somebody let me know, and anybody actually listening, if you would let me know about events in your town, I'd appreciate it, and we can cover it on Live and Local. Just send me an email to willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-I-L-L calendar at illinois.edu. My guests on today's show are all performing on a mini music festival called Good Folk at Home on Saturday the 17th of July in downtown Longview. Does Longview actually have a downtown?
It does. It's all down, but it's downtown.
It's actually in the park, right? It's in the park this year, right?
It's a little down, but it's town. I mean, no, we got it. There's a big park there and a memorial and a pavilion and everything. So,
and Bill Thomas, Ollie Quick, and George Martin. Ollie, where do you come up with Jimmy Joe Johannesson? Why is that your alias?
I got drunk one night and it just came to
say
my
no more.
Mind.
Say no more.
And that's one of many aliases.
And are the other ones pronounceable on air or?
Oh, they are. They all are.
Yeah, we better stick with one.
We don't want to confuse anybody. Yeah, really.
But for today's purposes, you're Ollie. It says so on the poster, by the way.
There you go.
One of your performers, Mr. K. Who's Mr. K?
Mr. K is a good friend. He used to live in Longview. He played fiddle, a banjo, harmonica, and we used to hang out with him and go to bluegrass festivals. We went to Bean Blossom with Mr. K. Tom Kaler, he's actually a physician here in town and lives here in town and in Urbana. But we've been playing with him forever, and he's been in numerous bands. And in the 30 years I've been playing music with him off and on, I never got a recording of him. It really was bothering me, and I got one last year at my festival. So, boom.
Is that one that we have along with us here?
The sound. He's on track 3. It's Cabin in the Pine. And he played fiddle. My brother played banjo. I played guitar. I botched the chorus a little bit, but we wing it. We wing it so much. When we got up there, we had never played that song together in 15 years. And he said that. He goes, my fiddle was in tune last time we played this. But he's a very funny guy, and he's a lot of fun to be with. He just loves playing music.
So is that one we want to give a listen to, maybe?
Sure, that'd be great. And I mentioned Bean Blossom. We'd go to Bean Blossom back in the 80s before it got all commercialized, and Bill Monroe started Bean Blossom to promote bluegrass music, which he's the father of. But I got video of that. I put some of that on. I mixed video of us at Bean Blossom with his song, Cabin in the Pine, and that's on the DVD. So it was a tribute to Mr. K, really, to get him recorded and to mix in some old footage from Bean Blossom back in 87.
So what is Bean Blossom?
Bean Blossom, Indiana. It's a small town area like Longview. And Bill Monroe, father of bluegrass, used to leave his post at the Grand Ole Opry and do a little festival there every year for about 2 weeks.
That's in Brown County, ain't it?
Yeah, I believe it's Brown County. But we'd go there, and it was just free range, walking around, everybody jamming at their tents, and then there's a stage area. And so I kind of took a little leaf from that page and did my own little festival, and we'll see what happens.
So this is the second year for the festival?
Second year for the festival. If I had my way, I'd stream it live, too, so my niece in Haiti could see it. She's over there with the Marine Corps Reserve.
Well, you got 10 days to work on that.
I'm working on it.
All right. Okay, so here's an excerpt from last year's festival.
Cabin in the Pine with Mr. K.
On Live and Local.
Cabin in the pines in the hills of Carolina. A brown-eyed girl is waiting there for me. I'm going back someday from her, I'll never stray. And cabin in the hills of Carolina. Oh, cabin in the shadow of the pine. And brown-eyed girl way down Carolina. Someday she'll be my wife and we'll live a happy life. And cabin in the hills of and when it's late at night and the moon is shining bright and the whippoorwill is calling from the hill, I'm gonna tell her all my love when we're under the stars above, cause I love her now and know I always will. Oh, the cabin in the shadow of the pine and a brown-eyed girl way down Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife and we'll live a happy life. And the cabin in the hills of Caroline. And the cabin in the hills of Caroline.
Thank you. Mr. K, thank you so much.
Mr. K and company from the 2009 Good Folk at Home Festival in Longview, Illinois. And the 2010 festival is going to be on the 17th. From 3 to 7 in the afternoon. Bill Thomas with us here on the show today, and Ollie Quick and George Martin. Our show today on Live and Local is made possible in part with support from Eastern Rug Gallery, offering over 1,000 guaranteed hand-knotted Oriental and Persian rugs made of pure wool or silk pile. Eastern Rug Gallery also offers a cleaning and repair service. Eastern Rug Gallery, 1402 South Neal Street in Champaign. Bill, when did you discover that you were able to write relatively witty songs?
I don't know. Well, I had four older brothers and three older sisters, so I got picked on a lot. The only way to make up for that was to make them laugh. So you can't beat them up, you got to make them laugh. So I made them laugh. I said funny things, I did silly things, and they laughed and left me alone for the most part. But there were seven of them, so you know I had to keep them laughing. It was a lot of work.
And do you still need to make them laugh to get their attention now?
No, now they just ignore me totally, which is fine.
And are they all in and around Longview, or are they long gone?
No, they're still around. I got the farthest one's Atlanta, Georgia, but everyone else is pretty much within 35 minutes.
So they'll all
come
to the festival.
My sister, God bless her, is going to help me. She's handing out the free watermelon and balloons and bubbles to the kids, bubble blowers to the kids. And, of course, my brother John Eric, he's playing. You just heard him on the banjo there on that song, so he'll be there playing. And my mother, God bless her, will watch all the little nieces and grandkids running around and keep them in line.
So this will be quite a family affair.
It's a family event. It's family friendly, and it's from 3 to 7. I tried to arrange that so it wouldn't like collide too much with supper time. People could bring a picnic if they want. Free watermelon. I'm trying to keep it doing the green thing. No trash. It's going to be watermelon. So when you get done with your watermelon, you just put your rind in the bag, throw it across the old railroad tracks. If you put it in the bag, I'll go give it to my chickens. See, so it's all recyclable.
Chickens like watermelon, huh?
They'll take anything almost. You don't want to walk in there barefoot. You'll come out with no toes.
Oh, well, okay. Got to be careful about that.
Well, you don't want to walk in there barefoot anyway because it's chickens. But anyway. No,
you don't want to go too far down that road.
Seriously, though, my music was just a form of expression for me. I didn't necessarily like playing guitar or playing music. It was just the tool for expressing things. So the songs I write most often are about feelings or things that I've experienced personally. I try not to put too much. I try not to, make opinionate the songs. I just give my own personal feelings based on what I know, which kind of leads me to my song that I really wanted to play here. It's a serious tune. I've been doing the yuck up stuff, but I wrote a serious song when my daughter turned 20, and I started, and then the energy issues came up and people started talking about nuclear reactors, building more, et cetera, et cetera. Build, baby, build. And it just struck me as to how this would affect my daughter down the road, because it won't affect me 150 years from now. How it might affect my daughter, my grandkids, et cetera. So I wrote a song about it pertaining to myself, not to the political agenda of anyone, but just to my feelings on nuclear energy and the whole attitude people have regarding use of energy. So I'd like to do that now with Ollie on Dobro. That'd be awesome.
And the song is called?
Song is called Nuclear Non-Reactor. It's basically about me not really taking a stand over the years about nuclear policy and kind of wishing maybe I had. So it's all about I'm easing my guilt. I mentioned that in the song. I'm not afraid to tell you. I am a nuclear family man, and I haven't made much difference. This note I leave to ease my guilt and as a future reference. Others may come to judge my kind. Let me be my first detractor for having gone too long a nuclear non-reactor. The first part came before I was born. Two atoms they made collide. From a theory to a bomb to a power plant, it was a message of progress and pride. I grew into this quite ignorant, innocent and starry-eyed, believing when they said this practice was true and tried. Well, the years went by, then disaster struck, but oh so far away, thousands dead in a land which lies deadly to this day. My doubts from this time now growing, for my child's fate I feared. As I aged with all those power plants, I felt our own disaster near. Well, my child has grown without considering whether nukes are good or bad. She burns AC to plug and play and pays just like her dad. I believe that such an ignorance benefits greed and sloth at a time when some proclaim a need for nuclear power's growth. Well, I'd rather we learn to live with less, for what is mankind worth if we nuke today than leave behind a radiated earth? I don't suppose the sterile and disfigured few who witness man's last hour will die contented knowing we needed nuclear power. I am a nuclear family man, and I haven't made much difference. This note I leave to ease my guilt and as a future reference. Others may come to judge my kind. Let me be my first detractor for having gone too long a nuclear non-reactor. There's my little guilt trip.
Bill Thomas tripping it here on Live and Local with Ollie Quick on the Dobro.
Thanks,
and I'm Kevin Kelly. Who are some of the other acts you've got going on?
I got Grassroots Revival. They've been on your show. They were on your show last year,
right
before my festival. Gave me a nice plug. And they're coming back. That's Jamie Karras and Mike Jones. And they play a lot of traditional folk, traditional bluegrass. And Jamie's one of the rare few people to play the stand-up bass there live. I love that. So that's
and
awesome.
And also she's doing the auto harp, if
she'll
I remember.
She'll play the auto harp, yeah.
He's on the banjo. He's quite a banjo player.
Oh, man, he is so fast. He's too fast.
Yeah, he gets around.
I got Rocky Top on the CD there from last year, and he was just so fast. It's like, I was like, this year I'm going to tell him, slow down a little bit, would you? So I can savor the notes. He's so fast. I mean, it's amazing. But it's all natural to him.
Since you mentioned it, maybe we should give a listen to Rocky Top.
Yeah, if we can listen to Rocky Top, crank that up. That's Jamie and Mike, Grassroots Revivals from last year, and they'll be back this year. So they're always a lot of fun, and they're eager to play.
I remember their energy was boundless.
Yeah. It does, and his mother's energy is boundless, too.
Right, she's there as the comedian heckler.
If you get the DVD and play it,
the
heckler.
His mom, she's great.
Oh,
really?
I gave her credits. I gave her credits at the end as being the heckler because she kept popping in during the show after someone would sing, she'd say something, and we'd have to look at her and go, whatever.
But she's not on the CD.
She's not on
just
the
on
CD,
the
no.
All right. So no heckling going on. But if you would like to out there in radio land, just feel free. Good Folk at Home from 2009, Grassroots Revival here on Live and Local.
Still dream about that. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Brilliant. Two strangers climbed old Rocky Top looking for a moonshine still. Well, strangers ain't come down from a Rocky Top, reckon they never will. Well, corn won't grow at all on Rocky Top, dirt's too rocky by far. Well, that's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Look at it.
City life, trapped like a duck in a pen. And all I know is it's a pity life can't be simple again. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks.
Benson. Appreciate it.
Grassroots Revival from last year's Good Folk at Home Festival in Longview, Illinois. The next one is going to be next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, July the 17th, from 3 to 7 p.m. And three of those performers on that show are with us today, Bill Thomas, Ollie Quick, and George Martin. And we heard earlier Benji Ballard. We just heard Grassroots Revival. Grassroots is going to be back. Benji's on his first tour of the Good Folk at Home. And then Jared Bartman,
he's from Peoria. He plays a lot of accordion. And he's got one song. He sent me some samples of his song. He's got one song he sings in French, so I guess he's got some French connection. And I assume the accordion falls in with that. A lot of accordion players in Peoria.
Are there?
Yeah, so he joins clubs, and maybe some of those guys are from France or from Canada or whatever, but he got into it so much, and he really brings a whole different mix together. And he's a young guy. He's about 22. By my standard, he's young. And the mix he brings together is pretty eclectic, and it's very impressive. So, and when I mentioned to him that I had played with him in her band at the Canopy Club once, and he was excited. He couldn't believe it. I remembered him, and B, that I wanted to hire him. But that's the humility I'm looking for.
Yeah. So you
we
said
don't need rock stars.
We have him on this CD also.
Yes, his song is some French title. My French is terrible, but it's all Greek to me. It's something French technology, something like song number 4 or 5 or something. But when we saw him, Ollie and I played together, and I videotaped Jared while he was there, and then I sent him a copy of the video, and he's very grateful for that. And that's why I remembered him, because I had the video of him. And I got a hold of him on his website, jaredbartman.com. Check it out.
And let's give a listen. This is not from last year's festival, but just from some other place.
It's just one of the studio songs.
Okay. All right, here we go. Jared Bartman on Live and Local.
La technologie, je supprimerai le portable, le TSF, le PDA. Et je ne me reposerai pas jusqu'à le télécopier, se rendant l'émotion et le monde communiquera ce message par pigeon. Je refuse. Le digitaliser, je rejetterai le CDR et le MP3. Et je relâcherai les ondes sonores de leur incarcération. Comment réintégrerai un régime de phonographe et de voix de synchronisation sans genre instruiront les passagers. Je désire le pavé et le cheval et le bourreau. Donc je retirerai les progrès d'industrie et de science. Et je me revois le crétin essayer de m'arrêter. Thank you. refume l'ordinateur. J'écrirai le grand roman américain avec un stylo de fontaine. Et tel travail, la connerie n'était jamais vous, ni sera vous encore. Quand je compléterai mon chef de voix, je refuse vos produits chimiques. Ça ne fait rien si vos nouveaux drogues font. Et de la guine, la pilule ou la poudre, l'idée d'un concours se trouve de mes mémoires. Mais sera plus se révéler contre un mec, une chose de menu. Et l'enchanteur se proche rapidement. Si je dois descendre dans une guerre de balles de feu et de soufre, alors je prendrai tout ce monde en bas avec moi.
Yeah, Jared Blackmon on Bartman, sorry, on Live and Local, and his colleagues. You don't happen to know who was playing with him, do you?
No, he gets so many people.
That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. Yeah. So he's going to be just by himself with you at the Good Folk at Home in Longview on Saturday, July the 17th. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Before we hear another tune from George Martin, let me run down some other events you can go see and hear in our area. The Irish Traditional Music Session is in downtown Champaign tonight, as it is every Wednesday at Bentley's Pub at 7 o'clock. Donnie Heitler plays solo jazz piano at the Great Impasta in Urbana, as he does every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Caleb Cook is at the Rose Bowl Tavern downtown Urbana at 9 o'clock. It's Ugg the Caveman Musical at the Station Theater in Urbana tonight at 8 o'clock and runs through the rest of the week at 8. The Decatur Young Park Singers are at Oak Grove Park in Decatur tonight at 7 o'clock. A couple of performers at the Iron Post downtown Urbana tonight is the Woody Woodward Organ Trio tonight at 5, followed by the Charles Lane Jazz Combo at 8 o'clock tonight. Kilbourne Alley Blues Band tonight at DR Diggers in Champaign at 9 o'clock. And it's the Cherry Street Arts Festival in Watsika all day today. It goes until 4 o'clock. So if you haven't made it there yet, then you can still to do that. And then the Mean Lids are at the Iron Post tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Billy Galt and Jeff Kerr at Anson in Champaign tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And lots more tomorrow as well. George, what have you got for us next?
Well, George is going to play John now.
John Lennon. Yes.
And I couldn't bring in my keyboard this morning, so he didn't have one here. So I'm going to play it on my wondrous new electronic keyboard tie.
Cool.
Right.
Wow.
It's something fairly new. It's a keyboard tie. So I have to play my keyboard tie now for you.
Isn't that kind of risky? Like if you get yourself
it could be
dipped in the water, you know,
it could
when you're
be
shaving.
Please keep your distance. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no country. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And
no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one.
Oh, my tie was a little tight there. I couldn't breathe.
Sit down. That's quite a tie.
Imagine that.
George Martin as the Beatles, as John Lennon.
As John Lennon.
Case.
GeorgeMartinPresents.com.
And Live and Local presents Good Folk at Home. Well, we don't actually. Syrafax.com presents Live Folk at Good Folk at Home, but we're presenting three of the performers. Eight musical acts on next Saturday show, Saturday, July 17th, downtown Longview, Illinois, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, Syrafax.com. That's Syrifax.com. Or call Area 217-418-6294. Bill, yes. Ollie, and George, thank you very much for coming on the show.
No problem. Thank you. This is awesome.
Take us out with one more. What's going to be?
I will do a song I wrote called Pythias's Problem. I usually do this around the holidays just as an elf, so I'll do my elf voice for you. Pythias the good bipolar bear needs ice to go ice fishing. Pythias the good bipolar bear don't need CO2 emissions, 'cause there are way too many in the atmosphere endangering his habitat. And it ain't as if he can move in with you. He couldn't handle that. Neither could I. Pythias the good bipolar bear has little control of things. With every aurora and solar flare, he tends to have mood swings. And they can't be cured with sunblock or S chemotherapy. No, the answer to Pythias' problem must come from you and me. Pythias the good bipolar bear sends this message by Polar Express. He hopes you'll consider one question and emphatically answer yes. Will you do all you can to counter negative greenhouse gas effects? 'Cause when the ice cap goes, the water flows and suckers, we're next. Pythias needs a place to raise his family and hibernate. He hopes you'll take some action before it's too late. And so too says the harp seal, the moose, musk ox, and otter. The arctic wolf howls to the snowy owls. There's this is a problem.
Bill Thomas on Live and Local.
I'm applauding for myself now. Thank you.
Support for today's programs comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held every Saturday from 2 to 6. Information is available at 337-7704 or at thecorkscrew.com.